ABC Radio Canberra, this is Laura Chilingirian. Drive.
Well, it's hard to believe that during a 16-year career, Heath Ledger managed to have 23 film and TV credits to his name and in such a variety of roles. From the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Let's put a smile on that face.
To Ennis Del Mar in Brokeback Mountain.
Why don't you just let me be, huh? Because of you, Jack, that I'm like this.
And to Patrick Verona in 10 Things I Hate About You.
How you doing?
Sweating like a pig, actually, and yourself.
Now there's a way to get a guy's attention, huh?
Well, last January sadly marked 10 years since his death, and on Friday, an exhibition arrives at the National Film and Sound Archive, Heath Ledger, A Life in Pictures. With me on Drive is Jan Muller, the CEO of the National Film and Sound Archive, and Alison Holland, the exhibition curator. Thank you both for joining me, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Jan, can you tell me about how you came to bring this exhibition to Canberra?
We heard about his exhibition in Perth, and I know the CEO of the Western Australian Museum very well. He invited us to come and to see the exhibition, and when we were there, and we as my chair and myself, and when we were there, I thought, you know, this is actually a no-brainer. This should be seen in the other side of the country as well. So bring it to Canberra and make sure that it's a national exhibition rather than a Perth exhibition.
And I hear you caught it just at the last minute too. You'd only just started as the NFSA director, hadn't you, when you first went over there and saw it?
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
And it was almost about to end.
Yeah, last weekend. Yeah.
Alison, what was the story behind how the original exhibition came about in Perth?
Well, I was very fortunate to be asked by the West Australian Museum to help the family deal with the estate archive, and that meant looking through the costumes and the scripts and production stills and various other things that had come from Heath's films. And but also there was a lot of his own personal effects, a lot of them to do with his creativity and his desire to be a director. So there was 5,000 photographs, 30 hours of film footage, his camera collection, and then as it unraveled in front of me, I also realised that he had made 6 music videos as well, and put me in contact with a lot of his friends and colleagues. So it was amazing how it all sort of came about.
It's interesting to think that he was only 28 when he died, when you see how much he did and how much he managed to do in those 28 years of his life.
Yes, absolutely.
So how much was his family involved in helping to have this exhibition and put it together in the first place?
Well, they were very trusting of me. So they said, you know, how do we deal with all of these material, you know, different materials to look after them for the future? And do you think that there's some objects here that could possibly be in an exhibition about the film industry and about his career? And also to show a side of Heath that was very creative. And so when I was working with the material, that was my underlying every decision that I made was this object suitable to show to, you know, the public, and was there a great story behind it, and how did it fit into the whole film industry, the production of film, and so definitely I found a lot of amazing material.
So what opens here on Friday? What is there to see in Heath Ledger, A Life in Pictures?
Well, I think most people would probably expect that there's a filmography there, so each of his films are represented. But then there's a lot of surprises as well. So definitely we focus on The Masses, which was a creative studio or collective that Heath founded in LA, where he could experiment with his own creativity and make music videos and work through ideas for films and things like that. Work with scripts, but he also supported and mentored people who were emerging in the industry. And then there's his great passion for motorbikes, his love of chess, and his great photographic collection of his own photography, cameras and photographs that he took of behind the scenes, film footage that he took behind the scenes too. So, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. With me on Drive is Alison Holland. She is the exhibition curator of Heath Ledger, A Life in Pictures, and Jan Muller, the CEO of the National Film and Sound Archive. Jan, I remember when you first started at the NFSA last year and you told me how you were more keen to get these in-house exhibitions again. And we were just having a chat in the green room. It's been 5 years since there's been something you can physically go and see in the archive. Why is that so important to you?
Well, obviously, we haven't been very lucky when it comes to funding over the last year. So that's the main reason that we weren't able to have these exhibitions. At the same time, being an archive, being a national agency that is concerned with the audiovisual heritage of this country, it really makes sense to be visible and to be a destination for visitors, to be open to visitors and to become a bit of a vibrant place that, you know, celebrating this audiovisual heritage should be about. So, again, when I saw this exhibition, I thought this could be a great start to become visible again, to become relevant again, and to invite people to come to our place. And this exhibition is amazing. It's and it will attract a younger audience for us as well, I'm sure. What I think, the strong point of this exhibition is that, well, Heath once said that he lives completely in the now. In the now, literally.
That's
what he said. And the examples that Alison just gave about the masses, about his experiments, the sort of labs that he created, it could happen now again. I mean, that's these examples of being an inspiration to young makers as well in these times make sense. So I think it will attract a young audience. It will attract new makers as well, because I think he's still an inspiration to many of them. And that's why it makes sense for us to have something like this, to be, well, the place where people can come to not only see what the audiovisual heritage of their own country is about, but also to be inspired by people like Heath Ledger.
Alison, did you ever get to meet Heath?
I did, very briefly. When I was working at the State Library in Victoria, we had an exhibition called Kelly Culture, and it was about the same time that the Ned Kelly film was in production and being premiered. So the entire cast came and we took them through the exhibition, and he studied some of the Kelly realia, as they call it down there, the photographs, the heraldry letter and the armour. And so I was lucky enough to meet him then when I was working there.
I interviewed him around that same time when Ned Kelly came out. There was the major world film premiere in Melbourne, and I interviewed him on the red carpet.
Yes.
And he was so vibrant and so he had such personality. You were drawn to him.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
It's going to be a great exhibition. It's on until February 2019. And as I understand it, Jan, there's a whole bunch of accompanying parts of the program as well.
Yeah, we're an archive. That means that we will show the things that we have in our archive. So on top of the exhibition itself, we will screen all his films in our cinema during these months. We will pay attention to his television work as well, and there will be workshops and so on, and a lot to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. It opens on Friday, Heath Ledger, A Life in Pictures, and it'll be open until the February 2019. It is free, which is fantastic. I just want to say thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.